K-State Nation, game month is here. Eddie Gritter III, host of another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, when we return, talk about it. K-State, Iowa State, just around the corner. We're back after this. Eddie Gritter III, we're back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Almost screwed up the intro. Football, volleyball, women's soccer, I should say women's volleyball as well, men's, women's basketball later on, and so much more. It's the very first time checking out this podcast. Thank you for tuning into this episode here on the first day of August. Yes, it is August. That's why I said it's game month. Yeah, I kind of stole that from one of the other podcasts I was listening to earlier today. Race month, or game month, I should say. God, my goodness. August 1st, 2025. This might come out after you guys get off work. So this will lead up into the weekend. And then I'm going to have another positional preview breakdown come out this weekend as well. Hey, it's about that time. It's almost game time for K-State football as they're going to be taking on Iowa State in 23 days. That's in a couple weeks. Can y'all believe it, K-State Nation? Time to get excited. Yeah, and yes, high expectations. Y'all should not be surprised about that, especially with the squad that we got going into the year. So again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast there. And of course, me and Alex will be getting together tonight to talk defense over there. Popping at Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. I'm way bouncing off the walls. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. It's the channel on Podbean. Got down on the Podbean. Do that. Greer, number 3, Eddie, apostrophe S, podcast. You'll find all the bonus content over there. So we haven't recorded there in a while. I will kind of get ourselves bared down on that. So he time to bear down on that, and we'll do that. Starting tonight, and of course, for sure, we're going to be doing our popular predictions podcast in a couple weeks there, and of course game preview of Iowa State. Speaking of which, we'll talk a little bit about Iowa State, just a little bit here. Iowa State, obviously looking at some of their roster a little bit, and finally starting to take a look at them a little bit, as K-State will look to end a two game, yes, I know it's only two, but look, K-State had its opportunities last fall. Couldn't get it done in Ames there. And now both of these teams got to go. This is so many factors. There's so many factors. Obviously, a concern for K-State anyways, for really both teams. But for K-State in particular, you got to play the next week and get adjusted, readjusted to the time zone. Woo! But, hey, you got to take care of this Iowa State team, which, again, got some of I played a little bit of a guessing game. I shouldn't say guessing game, but kind of look at some of these players for Iowa State. We know about Rocco Becht, obviously. And we're taking a look at some of the kind of the big players to watch that K-State needs to watch out for in a few weeks in Dublin, Ireland, the Air Lugas Football Classic. Rocco Becht there, the quarterback, obviously, for Iowa State. Carson Hansen. And they also still have, apparently, the guy, the running back, who is it? Samba? Yeah, I think the last name Samba, who torched K-State in Manhattan a couple years ago in the snow game, which that was infuriating how that played out. Do not get me started about that. So that's another reason why. I mean, K-State, you're at home and all that, and of course I remember it because I was in Kansas City at that point in time, and I was just getting back from Kansas City, and just like the timing, it started snowing, and of course it snowed through that football game. And yeah, we all know what happened there, as Samba just embarrassed that K-State defense as well. So I know he ain't on this list, but we need to be watching out for him. Carson Hansen there, that's a solid backfield there for Iowa State. Obviously, we have our solid backfield as well. We talked about it here on this show multiple times, and we will continue to talk about it as this season will get the green flag here in a couple weeks out there in Dublin, Ireland, as Kansas State, Iowa State, 2025 Farmageddon Edition in Ireland. Eddie Gritter III, the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas. All things Kansas State sports. I cannot talk here on this Friday. I'm glad it's Friday. Basically, when this podcast comes out, it is going to be the weekend, folks. And again, we're going to have a couple podcasts come out, per usual, over there, including another positional breakdown for K-State. And we will land on the defensive side of the ball, finally, there as well. As we have talked a lot about Kansas State's offense up until this point. Just take a little bit of a deeper dive into the K-State roster here for 2025, Eddie Gritter III, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. All right, and of course, one of the wide receivers is Xavier Townsend. So this K-State secondary is going to get tested. With Vijay Payne back there, you got veteran safeties back there. One of them from the transfer portal. I should say two of them from the transfer portal, but one of them we know, obviously, Vijay Payne, Gunnar Maldonado, transferring from Arizona, and you have these corners as well. They're going to get tested. And of course, speaking of corners, Iowa State is known for solid secondary play. They're led by Jeremiah Cooper. He has been a past Jim Thorpe Award candidate there as well. So again, I talked about it, our receiving core plenty. And there's been a lot of hype about the receiving core in particular, Jerron Tibbs, which I got to give it to you. Saw one of the highlights on Instagram. Avery Johnson put a ball out, led Tibbs out there. He went and got it. So I'm not getting too excited just yet. I got to see it in game mode. Like I've been saying all past month and going, I'm pretty sure I'll say even some more. Here, I got to see it, and I got to see them play. You got to make it happen when the lights shine. So, but I got to give it to Jerron Tibbs right there. He made a great catch right there. And if you wonder what I'm talking about, go check K-State. Has it on their Insta there as well. So, definitely, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. He's going to get tested by Cooper and another DB here, Jontez Williams. Also in that Jim Thorpe Award watch list there for them. So again, I think early on, with all this hype about these receivers, with our receivers in Iowa State secondary, I think that's going to be one of the early and probably going to be one of my keys to the game there. How this wide receiving core and look, I probably might give us a little bit. Yes, shocking, right? Given the fact that I have bash on these receivers. For the exception of Jace Brown all summer long, because of the fact that, you know, they haven't lived for years since I started this podcast, right? The receiving core has not either injury prone or have not lived up to the hype. And that's just coming from me, coming from the pit box, right? So we'll see what happens there. But I think I'm just going to say it now, and I'm probably going to say it on the Podbean app with Alex. I'm probably going to say in the Iowa State preview once game week is officially here in a couple weeks. I think it's going to be K-State receivers against this Iowa State secondary. Can you make plays, right? And Jace Brown did that last year, torching Iowa State over 100 yards and two TDs last year. Can anybody else step up to the plate and take the pressure off Jace Brown? That's going to be key right there. Can a Jerron Tibbs make plays in the secondary, right? So that's the name I've been hearing all summer long, and it's almost game time, baby. So that's kind of the players to look out for Iowa State that I wrote down, and I'm pretty sure we'll bring those names back up as it gets closer and closer to game time. Just a little bit of a small look at Iowa State as K-State Nation. Football is almost upon us, and we have arrived in the month of August. Can y'all believe it? So again, Kansas State, Iowa State, again, plenty more coverage to come here on this podcast, Podbean app, and of course, your family of K-State podcasts as well. They're going to have y'all covered, including the Bosco's boys. I can't believe I haven't mentioned them in quite a while, one of the more popular K-State podcasts, but we're right up there as well with more content every single day here, wherever you listen to iTunes, Spotify. I would advise y'all, or suggest, highly suggest, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, to add it to your K-State podcast. So you gotta get it's almost football time, and Hall of Fame game was last night. Not that it really matters on the NFL side with the Chargers knocking off the Lions last night in the Hall of Fame game. But yes, it is almost here, folks. Arizona's Football Classic, ESPN, 11 a.m., August 23rd. I almost had a brain freeze again. I've been saying it all summer long, so very pumped up that game month is here, and that means K-State football, just a couple weeks away. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it where a podcast is free and available daily, or to have a chance to record K-State content. Again, be on the lookout for this. This will probably come out. We'll be ready to rock and roll after work, and of course, I'll have another preview, positional preview, come out this weekend, and that will transition us to the defense side of the ball, and me and Alex will be talking more about defense, because there's been a lot of, for good reason, anticipation about this offense led by Avery Johnson, but we're going to take a look first about the defense side of the ball, get Alex's thoughts on the defense side, and can K-State defense continue to build those blocks like they've been doing the last couple of years under defensive coordinator Joe Klineman. So there is that. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Gray coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports.